It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I did want to start with this. In the debate, you know, we had the storm right after that. We didn't have an opportunity to really dig down into a lot of the issues of the debate. And so there's been a delay here, and I apologize for saying, but it is what it is. But during the debate, there was a question about crime in the United States. And David Muir fact-checked the president immediately and said, President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is coming down in this country. Well, that's not exactly what the FBI has said, and we'll explain why. But what they said in their most recent quarterly crime report that they revealed is that the January to March 2024 quarterly uniform crime report provides a preliminary look at crime trends for January through March 2024 compared to January through March 2023. And here is the qualifier. A comparison of data from agencies that voluntarily submitted at least two or more common months of data for January through March of 23 and 24 indicates that reported violent crime decreased by 15.2%. Okay, that's not the overall country, because the problem that we have is that not everyone is reporting data to the FBI. He knows it. Everybody knows it. Anybody with half a lick of a brain that has been reporting on these issues, and we know that according to Pew, according to almost every major poll, that violent crime is a very important issue, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, independent, or otherwise, in this election and in local elections as well. High interest as to where we stand with crime. So everybody's been reporting on it. Everybody understands what is going on. And everyone who has been reporting on it, if they're truly objective and honest, recognize the failures of the reporting system that we have in this country. So, for example, I like to go to the local agencies. We go to the local agencies. We report the numbers out. For instance, in Jefferson Parish, we've done that because they have been in full compliance in reporting data to the FBI. Not all agencies in the state of Louisiana do. So to look at it from a state perspective, you're not going to get a complete picture. So the interesting thing is that several times when the FBI has released their national crime data, they couldn't say if crime went up, whether it went down, or it stayed the same. And they concluded that all three scenarios could be possible. Why? Because of the gaps in the data collection. And they recognize that. And the FBI, appropriately so, this is not a criticism of the FBI, but the FBI has changed their reporting requirements in the hopes of getting more reliable and current data. But it hasn't worked out very well, because it requires people, it requires agencies to voluntarily report, and they haven't. In fact, in 2021, 37% of departments stopped reporting crime data to the FBI, including large departments like Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, and other jurisdictions like Baltimore, Nashville. Crimes are being underreported. They're being undercounted. And this contributes to an incredibly large gap. The real crime data collected by the FBI in 2021 really only represented 63% of police departments, overseeing just 65% of the population. And that when compared to pre-2021 data, the result is a questionable decline in crime. Less reporting, right? So one of the other databases that are looked at historically is the National Crime Victimization Survey. And these this survey doesn't look at police stats. What it relies on instead is interviews of a representative sample across the country of about 250,000 people. And the information is collected and includes the frequency and the type of crime experienced, including crimes that have not been reported to the police. But they do leave some crimes out, like murder and some of the other categories. But what this data reveals, and the most recent completed data that's out there is 2022, is that only 42% of violent crimes, such as robbery or aggravated assaults, and 32% of property crimes, such as burglary or arson, are actually reported to the police. So that's why there's this disconnect here, is that people are victims, but they're not reporting. And if you don't have a good clearance rate in your jurisdiction, meaning solving crimes by arrest or identity of the perpetrator yet to be arrested, what happens is that there is a direct correlation to the amount of crime that's actually reported in that geographic area. Why? Because people lack the confidence in their policing agency. So unless and until we get to a point where the data is more robust, more relevant, some level of a competency rate far greater than not quite two-thirds reporting, we can't really say for sure what is going on out there. And the fact that David Muir from ABC doesn't recognize or realize that and speaks with authority in such a definitive fashion to fact check someone on that issue is disingenuous at best. Appropriately, and maybe one of the only times that Donald Trump actually handled the question in a halfway decent way, instead of saying the data is fraudulent, it's not fraudulent. The data is what it is. It's underreported. We don't have agencies across the country volunteering their information and providing it to the FBI. Plain and simple. It's not fraudulent. To his statement was fraudulent and misleading, but the data's not. The data's just incomplete. It's not all there. You can't draw that conclusion from that data, especially when you consider that a lot of the larger agencies don't report their crime to the FBI. So when the report is missing all kinds of data like this, you cannot draw these conclusions. And this is kind of the misleading strategy that's going on in the mainstream media to talk with such authority about this. And, you know, anytime you have 6,000 law enforcement agencies not reporting data, you know you have a problem. And this has been reported on by independent think tanks, by all kinds of folks on the left, on the right. This is not, a biased opinion as to what it is. What it is. And what actually happened was in the year 2020, a vast majority of law enforcement agencies were included in the FBI's database because they accepted multiple ways of receiving this data from local law enforcement. And it changed in 2021 in that effort to modernize the system. The FBI stopped taking data from what was called the old summary system and only accepted that data through this new system in incident-based reporting that they were trying to do. And a lot of folks had a lot of difficulty with automating that process, and a lot of the smaller agencies have always had that that challenge as well. So, but in the end, as I just pointed out, this is all about misleading folks. Because, as I said earlier, some of the largest police departments still having difficulty reporting data. And some just started again in 2022 and 2023. Some of the largest agencies, New York Police Department, L.A., a lot of the jurisdictions in New York, a lot of the jurisdictions in Pennsylvania, the majority of jurisdictions in Florida. Less than 10% of agencies in Florida and Pennsylvania are available in the national crime data. Now, there are many states, about 17, somewhere between 15 and 17, that have near-perfect submission rates. In fact, they've made it mandatory under state law, some states, to make sure that they reported that data. Why? Because they understand that it's incredibly important to do so. And unless and until that we make this mandatory in this country, we cannot draw these conclusions in such a definitive manner as David Muir tried the other night at the debate, knowing full well that the data is incomplete.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our own criminologist here for the city of New Orleans, Jeff Asher, says people will use crime data to say whatever they want. When you don't have the certainty of having nearly every agency reporting data, it means that you need a lot of literacy to be able to combat items that are being stated in bad faith. Which is exactly correct. Got a text here that says, you opine. Yet last week when you had Sheriff LaPinto on, I texted in and said, ask him about illegal immigrant crime stats. You did not. Why is that? Because I know that they don't collect crime stats that way. That's why. There's not a category for it. This country is not willing to try and quantify what that number is. And in fact, in a lot of states, they've made it illegal to ask about status. Do I believe it's an important category to be reported? Obviously so. Why? Because if immigration is such an important policy in this country, why would we not want all data around that certain demographic or sector of the population of this country? Right? The way that we could squelch bad information, propaganda, misinformation, or otherwise, is collection of the data. A lot of folks don't want the data collected. They fear the outcome. They fear that you will be able to connect the dots. They fear that what they have said for years are all wrong. It's another classic example of offender rates that are being talked about by people all the time, especially of the illegal population in this country, not recognizing that it's not apples to apples in comparison to citizens. Citizens are not overlaid with a whole process of deportation threats and this and that and compliance here and compliance there, although it's not done in a robust way, but the threat is still there. Most folks that enter this country illegally recognize the fact, out of state, out of mind. Their approach as an offender is a little bit more exotic. They understand certain things that they have to do. They understand utilizing fake names, utilizing fake addresses, utilizing this, utilizing that in order to circumvent what they understand is an inefficient system that addresses their status in this country. So you're not comparing apples to apples. Everyone knows that. But we continue to talk in these sound bites to try and influence the public as to where we should be on this issue. How about we start with this premise? Why would we be willing to accept any additional crime from anyone who is not authorized to be in this country? When you think about military actions and folks talking about accepted casualty rates, are you okay with this? Are you okay with having an accepted casualty rate in this country, not knowing whether or not your ticket is ever going to be pulled because of the lax attitude that we have to border enforcement? I don't know about you, but I'm not. Why? Why should we? Why should we work as hard as we work and at the same time be asked to accept the possible casualty rate because we do not want to enforce the law? Think about that for a moment. Love to hear from you. Give us a call, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.